Along with the 3rd Infantry that we just heard about, the Army's 101st Airborne Division has surrounded Najaf and is engaged in intense fighting there. One soldier from the 101st was killed in the battle against forces loyal to Saddam Hussein. U.S. officials estimate 100 Iraqi fighters have been killed. Najaf is a holy city for Shiite Muslims. Ali, the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, is buried there. Washington Post reporter Rick Atkinson is traveling with the 101st's division command.
The 1st Brigade of the 101st Airborne Division is on the south and east side of the city. There was very intense bombardment of the west side of the city by both U.S. Navy jets and then tanks that are attached to the 101st Airborne. They use TOW missiles, they use mortars, they use artillery fire, machine gun fire. Kiowa helicopters were flitting around the city, firing rockets and machine gun fire all around the Tomb of Ali, which is one of the most venerated sites in the Shiite Muslim world, which is where the diehards among the Iraqi Fedayeen have made their stronghold.
What are the commanders there saying to you about how they may be trying to protect the sacred sites in Najaf? This is the Shiite Muslim holy city, the Tomb of Ali that you mentioned. Is the fighting very close to them? How are they protecting them?
Well, they're doing their best. I think there's a good faith effort to try to avoid some of the sites that are not only sacred to Shiite Muslims, but also the kinds of things that you would expect them to try to avoid. Schools, other mosques, hospitals. There's a long list. It's several hundred items on the list in Najaf, which is a city of more than 500,000 people. But the defenders of the town, or at least the Fedayeen fighters, are clearly sheltering in some of these areas. The gloves have come off to some extent. There's not indiscriminate firing by the Americans by any stretch of the imagination. But when they take fire from some places that might have been proscribed targets a few days ago, now they're firing back, and they're firing back intensely.
You mentioned that the U.S. forces are trying to, as best they can, protect holy shrines. You write today in the Washington Post that gets a little complicated. There are apparently Iraqi fighters who have been assembling in a cemetery where some of the Muslim holy leaders are buried.
The whole neighborhood, really, around the Tomb of Ali, it was described today as a rabbit warren. It's presumably the oldest part of the city. It's centuries and centuries old. Narrow alleyways, twisting passages, very complex topography. And part of this topography includes a very large cemetery. And there have been reports that some of the Fedayeen have been using it as an assembly area, presumably assuming that the Americans will not strike that area with either aerial bombardment or artillery.
What is the strategic importance of the city for the U.S. military?
Well, the city has become strategically important somewhat by accident. It turns out that Najaf is almost straddling the major supply line that leads from Kuwait north toward Karbala and the western and southerly approaches to Baghdad. There was a substantial fight here some days ago when the 3rd Infantry Division first arrived, with waves of Fedayeen fighters coming out of the city almost in suicidal waves. And there was great concern that the city could not be left alone. It could not be isolated and bypassed for fear that there were enough fighters. And the intelligence here is that there are 1,400 to 2,100 Fedayeen in the city, and that they could not be left alone for fear that they would be able to stage guerrilla attacks and hit-and-run attacks on the supply lines. So that's why it has become important. That's why there has been a state of siege now for several days.
And just to be clear, the Iraqi forces that the 101st is coming up against are these paramilitaries, not Republican Guard, for example.
Actually, there's some confusion about exactly who they're fighting. In Najaf, they're believed to be all paramilitaries. There are some soldiers who are the equivalent of our National Guard. They call them Al-Qut. And these soldiers, in some cases, have clearly been press-ganged into resistance. Farther north, where the 2nd Brigade of the 101st was fighting today, there were certainly artillery units that are believed to have been pushed down by the Republican Guard.
And this is the first fighting, if I'm not mistaken, that the 101st has seen. You've been traveling with them for several weeks now.
I've been with them for a month since leaving Fort Campbell, Kentucky, And yes, this is the first substantial ground fighting. Their first real scrap was yesterday. This, I would say, was the first real battle today. The three infantry brigades that form the backbone of the 101st, this is really the first battle.
Rick, thank you very much.
Okay, it's great to talk to you, Melissa.
Rick Atkinson with the Washington Post is traveling with the 101st Airborne Division outside Najaf in central Iraq.